don't take yourself so seriously. No one else does. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today. Don't take yourself so seriously. No one else does. We know that we are number one. We know that we are the creator of our world. We know that our world is a wonderful, glorious world, and a world filled with happiness and joy and all good things. And we know that our world is such a world only because we have created it that way. If we take our life so seriously that things are beyond our control and beyond our ability to handle, then we have a bit of a problem. And the problem that we have is that the things that we take so seriously are things that are really not serious at all. Can we really help the world by worrying about it? Can we really help any circumstance by worrying about it? Can we, by our worry, benefit anything in the world? And the answer is no. And because whenever we worry about something, we have a one-sided or lopsided attitude about whatever it is we're worrying about. We're worrying basically that something will not be a success, that something will not come about in a glorious and a beautiful way. And that's empowering the thing that we're worrying about in the very wrong way, in the very negative way, or a way that is not beneficial to us. If we could teach ourselves that we should take life seriously in a glorious vein. Now, the people who have fun at a party are the people who are joyous and who are free and who are open and who are sensitive to what's going on at the party. And if a sad sack comes into the party, or a wallflower, a person who does not participate in the party, then for them the party is a bore, for them the party is not very pleasant, and for anyone who looks at them and pays any attention to them at all, the party for them ceases to be a happy time. Our life is supposed to be a happy time. We're supposed to have a smile on our face. We're created indeed by a God of love. This is the God that Jesus taught us about. This is the God that all religions teach about. The God of love. A God that loves its creation and wants to do good things for its creation. And when you get right down to it, we are that God. Because Jesus said, the kingdom of God lies within each individual. So, if we take life too seriously, then we are going to be in the minority. Yes, the very minority. The newspapers are filled with stories about things that are not normal, about things that are unusual, about things that are special, you might say, or something that is not common. The common thing is for happiness. The common thing is for joy. The common thing is for success. The common thing is for everyone having everything that they need, they want, they desire, and they enjoy. Now you say, oh boy, I'd like to live in a world like that. Well, most of the time you do. Most of the time I do. Most of the time I live in a world that is filled with joy and peace and harmony and happiness, because that's where my thoughts are. But whenever I take life too seriously, whenever I get all hung up on my own self-importance and the thing that I have to play this role of changing the world, well, it's true, I do have to change the world. But am I going to change it for the better or for the worse? Am I going to be so hung up on myself, taking myself so seriously, that I'm going to miss the point? What is the point? The point is that when people can see joy in life, their life is filled with joy. Even when people look at other people's lives and they say, oh, they have such a wonderful life, I wish I had a life like that. Well, the very fact that you can recognize that another person has a wonderful life means you are having that life. You have the capacity to perceive joy and happiness in another's life. Therefore, now turn that right around and have the capacity to see the joy and life and the happiness in life in your own life. Because that's what it's all about. If we take life too seriously in the negative way, then we're going to be loners. We're going to be all by ourselves. And we're going to find that the rest of the world just does not do that. They are not concerned about how worrisome things are. They're not concerned about how bad things are and how tough things are. They're not concerned about that. This morning I went out to feed the fish. I have a fish pond right out at my front door. And as I fed the fish, they were all gathered around and they were looking up at me and saying, "Yes, breakfast time." And then I looked beyond the fish pond and I looked at the pavement on our patio, and I saw that areas of it were very wet and other areas were not too wet. And so I stepped out there, and here was a light rain falling. Just so gentle and so loving. And I thought, hey, I don't have to water my trees today. It's a lovely rain, beautiful rain, how lovely it is. And I looked up in the sky, and I saw the not dark clouds, but the gray clouds, because the sun was behind them. And they're not too dark, but they're dark enough to let it be raining. And I thought, gee, isn't that wonderful? And I said, wow, what a great day I've created. What a great existence. And I thought, well, now, am I going to get my walk in this morning? Am I going to walk between the raindrops and go around my mountain path here and have a great time? Or am I going to take so seriously, I have to do this, I must do this, I don't do this, I'm not going to have my walk today, and I'm not going to have this, and I'm not going to... Hey, the walk is for me. I take the walk because it's my joy, because it's my delight to take the walk and to walk with Rex and to walk around the path. But I don't feel like getting all wet, and I don't have any big old raincoat. We don't have that much rain around here. I have raincoats in the garage if I went up to get one, but by that time I'd be all wet. So I just set my course to the fact that I'm going to sit here and maybe give a couple more talks and prepare myself for a lovely breakfast. And then at 8 o'clock I dash up to the house and have a wonderful breakfast, my family, and everybody's got smiles on their face, and the Christmas tree is all set. Rosalie has come from Switzerland and spending 2 months with us, and she has decorated the Christmas tree so gloriously and so beautifully. She's done it as though she were Picasso herself. She were Michelangelo doing the Sistine Chapel, painting every little piece into its glorious and wonderful frame, putting each little bulb on and each little light and the star on the top hanging from the ceiling over the tree. It's just a glorious thing to see, and she's put so much love into it. It's a joy to see it. And I told Rosalie, I said, "Rosalie, this is your testing time. And you're here for 2 months, and I want to have you not take life so seriously about worrying about your family and worrying about how your kids are doing and worrying about this and that. I want you, every day now, to sit down and write one paragraph or more of some beautiful, fictitious experience about your children. Maybe it's a true experience, but just write down, if you had your druthers, if you'd had your druthers and weren't taking life so seriously, how could you imagine each of your four children? How could you imagine your ex? How could you imagine all the people in your world? How could you imagine the people you love? How would you think about them? What would you think about them? If you had to dream up something to say something beautiful about them, if they could be as good as the kids next door, so to speak." Yes, yes, yes. And they are. Because the kids next door, their parents look at your children and say, if their children could be as good as your children are, they'd be happy. Well, this is the way life goes. And when we begin to look at the joyous things that our children do, and sometimes we even paint the picture brighter than it is. How many parents tell stories about their children, and they make the, as they do as when they're telling about a fish story, and they make the fish two or three times longer than the fish is, certainly heavier than the fish was. And does anyone say that's naughty or that's bad? You shouldn't do that? No, that's part of being a fisherman, to tell stories about how big your fish was that got away. My goodness sakes, how true that is. Well, you can learn to tell these stories about how wonderful you are, how wonderful your family is, and as you do that, you will create that image in your mind. And every time you look at yourself or your family, you'll see that fictitious person coming alive. You'll see that glorious woman who has the most beautiful hair in the world, who has the most lovely complexion, who is the perfect figure, the ideal, everything. And yet, that may not be the fact, but live in that presence. Live in that concept. And watch and see. The fact follows soon after that. When you have beautiful thoughts about your children and how wonderful they are, the facts follow very shortly after that, if not before. If not, they were there all the while, and only now first, in your fictitious mind, you're beginning to recognize that it really is there. Oh my, don't take life so seriously. No one ever else does. Everybody looks at you and says, wow, you're so lucky. You got four wonderful children. You got a wonderful family. You got, my goodness, and grandchildren and everything else like that. Super duper. My son sells ultralight airplanes, and one of his buyers from the East Coast, he had a little trouble with part of the airplane. And so he tried to get a hold of my son. And my son's mother-in-law and father-in-law took them on a cruise into the West Indies, and they are just having a great time. They're probably home about today. And what are they doing? Oh, I can visualize them on that boat, enjoying the food, enjoying looking out over the ocean. And Mark, I think it's the first time he's been on a large boat that was out in the ocean. We've taken the steamboat to Catalina Island from Long Beach, but that's a little different. This is out into the ocean. And you look at the fantail and you see the phosphorescence. And I can just see Mark doing all those things. I can see he and his wife dancing and enjoying everything. I can just see them having a great time. And Mark's friend said he needs to know when he gets home. He's got some questions for him. And it gave me an opportunity to talk to his friend and to know his friend. And his friend sent pictures of himself and his baby and his beautiful wife. And it's just opened up a whole new door, a whole new relationship, a whole new world. Now, this may be the beginning and the end of the relationship. Who cares? It's there. And I'm dwelling and delighting in it to the fullest as it's happening. And it is so wonderful. This is what life is all about. This is what the world is all about. Dream. It's done unto us according to our thought, according to our realization of ourselves, according to who we are and what we are and what makes our world go round. Don't take life so seriously. No one ever really does. Dream your own dream. Live your own life. And another thing that this friend of Mark said, he said, you know, that's very nice of you. You write beloved at the beginning of your letter. And he said, you know, we all are really beloved of our Father. And I thought, yeah, it's wonderful. And I, as I write to everyone, I have to call everyone beloved because I love myself and I love my creation. And you're my creation. You're my beloved creation. And if you're at max doing the ultimate and the best of whatever you're capable of doing, wonderful. If you're just beginning, wonderful. If you're never going to get there, hey, great, you're on the road. You're in my heart as beloved. And you'll always be in my heart as beloved because I am in my heart as beloved. And since I am in my heart as beloved, I can only see all the world as beloved. So, my beloveds, don't take life so seriously. No one else does. But delight in who and what you are. The brightest star to shine in my light. The brightest star to shine in my life. The brightest star to shine in my world. I love you. I love you. I love you.